Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Above all that we could ever ask or think, that's how I would describe this Christmas season. Several weeks ago, we shared with you about Child Evangelism Fellowship's new ministry outreach this year that's called Christmas Across America. CEF internationally reaches 19.9 million children with the gospel and has an active, established ministry outreach now in 195 countries around the world. The CEF international ministry growth rate, especially in the last few years, is just amazing to me. When I first came into the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship over 23 years ago, we were reaching almost 7 million children with the gospel worldwide, but now it's almost 20 million children. That's an incredible growth rate for a 78-year-old established ministry organization. But here in the USA, where CEF ministry began in 1937, we are reaching almost 1 million children with the gospel annually, and that's wonderful, but we long to do so much more. Our CEF USA leadership came together at the Child Evangelism Fellowship International Headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, a couple years ago to discuss what we can do to reach even more children with the gospel here in the United States, especially reaching the many children who have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel in their lives, not even once. A lot of different ideas were tossed around for various themed outreach ministries that the CEF USA family could coalesce around, such as sport outreaches, but nothing seemed to gel and hold together. And then the idea came, why not have a ministry outreach to children across the United States that was all focused and centered around Christmas? Children in our culture, they desperately need to know the true meaning of Christmas, of who the Lord Jesus is and why He came. Christmas time is a wonderful opportunity to share with everyone, especially the children, the gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ. This large-scale outreach called Christmas Across America struck a chord, and now here we are almost 2 years later, and the idea has become a reality. The goal nationwide is to reach 100,000 new children with the gospel in new locations by conducting 5,000 Christmas Across America Christmas Party Club outreaches. And just this week, I received an email from our CEF leadership staff sharing with us how things are going nationwide across the country and what the results are and what they're looking at. And they're just amazing. New schools where Child Evangelism Fellowship has never had any ministry before have now opened up, and they are conducting Christmas Party Clubs outreaches held immediately after school in the public school. Some of these Christmas Party Clubs are reaching large groups of children, with over 200 children coming, more than half of the children in those public elementary schools attending the Christmas Party Club. That's absolutely astounding. We are also hearing across the United States how new ministry doors are opening up, new contacts are being made, and more people and churches are partnering together with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach their children and their community for Christ. We just praise the Lord for all that He has done. And here in Illinois, our CEF staff in our state office and our local chapters and also in our pioneer ministry areas, they're all working extra hard this December. Right now, we have over 60 Christmas Across America Christmas Party Clubs scheduled for the month. And we're just so excited to see what God is doing. I just recently put together a prayer list that listed down all of our Christmas Party Clubs that are scheduled in our state for all of our state office and local chapter areas and our 25 CEF missionaries and church partnerships and volunteers. It included all the dates, the times, the locations, and all the information so that we could be in prayer and praying for one another, and also for our ministry prayer partners and for our state board who are praying for us and with us as well. This Christmas Party Club list ended up being several pages long, and almost every day this week I'm hearing about even more Christmas Party Clubs being scheduled or prayer requests for all details to come together for even more new Christmas Party Clubs to be scheduled as well. Just last night, I was in Rockford, Illinois at a CEF committee meeting, and they are praying for two more Christmas Party Clubs to be scheduled and held at a housing project area. And then in Kankakee, another Christmas Party Club was recently scheduled as well in a new area, making that at least two or three Christmas Party Clubs now held in that city. And then just yesterday, I received an email from our local director, our CEF missionary in the Quad Cities area, and they're asking for prayer for a Christmas Party Club that they're planning to have at a shopping mall. What a great idea! Children can hear about the true meaning and the story of Christmas while their parents go Christmas shopping. But this isn't just about sharing with children a Christmas story like some golden book series that we read to our children at night before they go to bed. No, this is about sharing with children the gospel message. The gospel is shared through songs and games in a simple yet powerful and solid gospel presentation about the true meaning of Christmas, of God's promise kept in sending us His Son. Christmas Across America through the Christmas Party Clubs is all about sharing with children who the Lord Jesus is, why the Lord Jesus came, and what the Lord Jesus offers. It is our desire to simply share with the children and give them an opportunity to invite them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of sins and to receive God's gift of righteousness by faith alone in Christ and God's gift of everlasting life with Him. And that is exactly what has been happening, all by God's grace, by His plan, and by His will. I remember just a few weeks ago at the beginning of December when we had our very first Christmas party club. Not a whole lot of children were able to come, but my heart was so blessed when I heard that a boy that night had trusted in Christ as his Lord and Savior. I even heard that this boy's mother was right there at the Christmas party club, and she was rejoicing in her son believing in Jesus, and she said to one of our CEF staff that were there, "My son didn't even want to come here tonight. He wanted to stay home, but look what God has done. This was a divine appointment." When I heard this, I remember putting my head down on my pillow because it was late at night when I heard this report, and I thought to myself, all that work, it was worth it all, even for that one child, this one child, to come to know Christ as his Savior. But the even better news is that it hasn't just been one. This past weekend, I heard of 5 children coming to know Christ at our Christmas rally held at Camp Good News, with 52 children attending from 2 different schools. Then also last night, I was talking to our CEF ministry coordinator in Carbondale, Illinois, and she was sharing with me how well the Christmas party clubs have been going down in Southern Illinois, with an increased attendance and even possibly a weekly Good News Club coming out of it in the future with a church and a school. She also shared with me that when the invitation was given after the Bible lesson, how she was able to counsel a child and lead him to Christ for salvation at one of the Christmas party clubs. She was so excited when I was talking with her on the phone last night telling me all about this. I wish she could be here telling you the rest of the story instead of me. She shared with me that after the little girl went back for counseling and trusted in Christ as her Savior, that during craft time, the little girl made a Christmas card telling Jesus she was sorry for her sin and expressing her faith alone in Him through believing in the Lord Jesus, all that He had did for her on her behalf. My CEF worker was so excited, she kept saying, "She gets it, she gets it, she really understands." What could be more exciting than that? Christmas time is not about just gifts and toys and all of that will never last. It's about sharing with others, including the children, the gospel message and seeing God at work in their lives, drawing them to Himself so they would come and believe in the Lord Jesus and receive God's greatest gift of salvation that will last for an eternity. Now, what could be better than that? You know, we do not know yet how many children we will end up reaching this Christmas because we are not finished yet, and we still have many more Christmas party clubs still to go. Some of our Christmas party clubs will even be taking place after Christmas through the end of December. Lord willing, all together through these 60-plus Christmas party clubs here in Illinois, we will reach over 1,000, even maybe as high as 2,000 children of the gospel this Christmas season. That is so exciting. And it's all by God's grace and His plan. And Lord willing, many of these boys and girls will be drawn to the Savior, and they will come to believe in Him alone for their salvation. One of my personal goals through the Christmas Party Club outreaches, besides reaching new, unreached, unchurched children of the gospel, which is great, was to also utilize this as an opportunity to jumpstart some of our former weekly Good News Clubs that have met in after school in the public school for the Good News Club ministry that were unable to start this fall. Many of these after-school weekly Good News Clubs have been going on for years, some of them even over a decade in the Peoria, Washington, Goodfield, Central Illinois area. But for the past several months, we have been trying to reestablish 5 of these Good News Clubs, but things were just not coming together for us. We prayed, we talked, we met and strategized with our volunteers, and we even tried to push the doors open a little on our own in a couple of these clubs just to get things going, but it was like a car in the dead of winter that just wouldn't start. But then God did it. Each of these former Good News Clubs are a story in themselves, but let me just briefly share with you what God has done. In the Washington and the rural Central Illinois area schools, we were able to have 2 Christmas party clubs with a total of 73 children attending that met after school. Then in one of the Peoria inner city schools, we invited the children to come to our Christmas party club that was held at Camp Good News for the Christmas rally. We also also at the same time invited children from a new school that we have never had any CF ministry before, and many of those children came as well. We were so excited. All together, we had 52 children who came to our Christmas rally at camp, where five of these children, as I already mentioned before, made a personal profession of faith in Christ as their Savior. This was an incredible God thing, because the turnout of these former Good News Club children was all done through committed individuals who called each and every one of these children and invited them to come. The other volunteers who were also there, they were greatly encouraged, and now they cannot wait to begin a Good News Club the second semester at the public school. One of the volunteers shared with me that this was exactly what was needed to stoke the fire again, and was praising the Lord for this open door and this opportunity for the Good News Club children to come and be a part of this Christmas rally event. But still, God was not done. Another one of our longtime Good News Clubs, also from the Peoria inner city area, was not able to restart this year for the Good News Club or even to have a Christmas party club. But God still went before and opened the door, going above and beyond anything that we could ever ask, think, or imagine, in partnership with two different Christian ministries here in the Peoria area that were hosting a special outreach to children from the same school that we were trying to restart the Good News Club. We were able to distribute 150 DVDs of the story of Jesus for children. We also gave them several CEF gospel additional materials, such as the Meet the King full-color gospel booklet and the Truth Chasers discipleship follow-up correspondence course for Child Evangelism Fellowship for children, and also a small booklet of the Gospel of John. What God did in opening up these former ministry areas is just amazing to me, but we still have several more Christmas party clubs yet to go, leading up just a few days before Christmas and even after Christmas, and every child who attends a Christmas party club not only hears the gospel presented in person by the teacher and also enjoys all the songs and the games, but also every child receives all these same gospel and follow-up materials, including the Jesus film for children. Just this past week, I challenged the children at a Christmas party club after the Bible lesson that if they knew the Lord Jesus already as their Savior, that they might want to give the gospel booklet and the Jesus film DVD to another child or a friend that they may know who doesn't yet know about the Lord Jesus. We have other Christmas party clubs scheduled with children that are invited to come from another former Good News Club in the Peoria area, and also other Christmas party clubs where we have never been in brand new areas, including a couple of churches down in Springfield, one in connection with the Angel Tree Ministry, and also another local church outreach in Bartonville, Illinois. Also this week, I received two more emails of another 38 children attending two different Christmas party clubs in the Granite City, Illinois area, and they recorded that six more children have made a personal profession of faith in Jesus. Now that's what ministry is all about, and what could be more exciting than that? We are excited to see all that God is doing and what He will yet do, but what is amazing to me is how God supersedes all of our ministry plans and is faithful to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, and all for His glory and not for ours. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." You know, our Lord Jesus is coming soon, the Bible tells us, and even though the world looks like and feels like it's getting darker and darker, and the gospel light is being snuffed out by our ever-growing secular culture, we can take courage that God's plan is going forward, and what God says He will do and will yet do through the church, through His people. Just like the star that shined and cut through all the darkness that first Christmas night, the light of the gospel still shines today through us, God's people, who have trusted in His word and in the word of God who has come in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. We may be weak and just simple vessels of clay, yet we have this light shining through us and cutting through all the darkness all around us when we stand and proclaim the simple truth of the gospel that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has indeed come and is still coming again. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We really appreciate your prayers for us, especially this December, for our special Christmas ministry outreaches through the Christmas Across America Christmas Party Clubs, and for the children that we will be ministering to, and also for this time at the end of the year for our end of the year budget, and also our special Christmas outreach ministry needs for all of that to be met. Thank you again for your prayers, your support, and your listening ear. And remember that our God is more than able to do abundantly above all that we can ask or think, especially when we are about His business and proclaiming the gospel to future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
So please tell me again.